I just felt like I was supposed to share a little bit of my testimony in this last year. September, my girls got really sick, and we didn't know what it was, and I think that was the hardest part, not knowing what it was. And I didn't do very well with that. I didn't do very well with that trial, and I completely submitted myself to just some idols. I became addicted to going to the Y, and my 30th birthday was in November, and I got some gifts like I've never gotten before. It wasn't the gifts, you know, but it was my heart just wanting to fill that void of anything. And I was just really lukewarm, just really struggling, and just a mess. And came to church one Sunday, and Levi spoke a word about idols. And he said this one line that didn't even apply to him, but it just was the word for my heart. And it just began to cut, you know, and divide just a little bit. And then we started up doing a house church. And it's like I knew that I wasn't okay, but I didn't really care. I wanted to care, but I just didn't. And one Sunday night, confessed to the house church my sins. And, you know, it always is like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. You know, what should I do when I have these idols? And I also happen to be reading in Judges, and talks about how the Israelites over and over and over went back to the idols. And it seems so clear in the scripture, because it's like, you're making a statue, smash it, you know. But in America, it just seems hard. Like, everyone else can go to the Y. Everyone else can get presents for their birthday. Why can't I? And so that was just another part of that, just cutting in my heart. And I also felt the Lord speaking to start a women's prayer group at Jacob's Well, 6 a.m., Tuesday mornings. And started going to that, and that's the worst time ever. I am a morning person, and I hate going in that early. You know, it's like, it was cold when we started, and it was just miserable, and we'd all kind of get there and be like, ah, I don't really want to do this, and then we would start praying. And the women who were there, it's like they had a match in their hand, and they literally just struck a match and put it in my heart, and a fire began. And I don't feel lukewarm anymore. And it gave me strength to obey what I needed to obey. And so I just want to challenge you. If you feel like that, please don't stay alone. It just all was really confusing to me. I was hearing from the Lord. He told me what to do, you know, but it took those ladies saying, didn't he tell you to do this? I'm like, well, maybe. Didn't he tell you to do this? You know, bringing me back to what the Lord had said. And so I would just challenge you to step out in faith. I just agree with what Jonathan was saying. We don't want to be, we want to be alone. We want to be on an island. And these sisters came around me and just doused me with the water, the living water. And so if that time doesn't work for you, grab someone else. Ask for help. Say, I'm struggling. I need help. We're not made to walk alone. And I, above all people, want to walk alone. I want to be alone, you know. And so I wanted to make a call and an invitation that we'll be there Tuesday mornings, 6 a.m., you know, if you need fellowship, if you want to know how to pray and intercede and don't know how to do that, or just to be around Heather Wellner and be blessed by Jesus inside of her, that's worth my time. So.
Amen. All right. Just so you know how to pray, I'm not addicted to the YMCA. I never have been, and I never will be, so don't worry about praying that for me. All right, Lord, we thank you so much for this morning. I thank you, Father, for your word. And I thank you, Father, for this wonderful body of believers. I pray, Lord, that the seeds sown would go into good soil and hearts, Lord. I just pray that you would help us in this next season to love one another fervently, Lord. Teach us to be hospitable. Help us to flow in our spiritual giftings. I pray for those who needed to hear this word this morning, that the dams would burst, Lord, and that they would just walk in fullness of life like they never have before. Glorify the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, among us. In your name we pray. Amen.